We're joined this morning by Avon Police School Resource Officer Patrick Sullivan. He's here to talk about something called Hidden in Plain Sight. Officer Sullivan, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this thing coming to Avon High School. It's called Hidden in Plain Sight, a traveling exhibit that the Bath and Copley Township Police Department have put together. Explain the concept behind this.
Well, these detectives from Bath and Copley, they put this together around 2011. And basically what they do is they set up a bedroom similar to what your teenager's bedroom would look like. And the public, they get the chance to walk around and interact and look and see what's in this bedroom. And the whole concept, they're looking at items that are used that once they pointed out how they're using it for maybe drugs, eating disorders, risky games, things like that. What's again, the whole concept, hidden in plain sight. You see it, but you're not aware that it's being used in that manner.
You see an item that has a purpose. Like I look
Correct.
On the one thing here, particularly on this one bureau they show, and you see maybe some cold medicine there.
Correct.
Or a laxative or something like that. All have a purpose that has been used, but maybe talk a little bit about some of how some of these things then are abused, I guess is the word for that.
Well, the cough syrup, people take that, robo-tripping, they're drinking cough syrup to excess, well in above the recommended dosage. Laxatives, that's in, may might be indicative of an eating disorder for people. I always mention like a simple butane lighter that you would use to light candles with. Why would your son or daughter have that in their car? They're not camping. They don't have candles in the car. They're using it to smoke marijuana. So, you know, what is the question? Why do you have that? Why do you have this lighter in your car or in your bedroom? Why is it here?
This, again, is a way for parents to sort of think of that thing where they think, well, it's not my children are not involved in this. It's not something that's blatantly. I can't smell something that's there. It seems like everything's fine. They hang around with a good crowd. This sort, I guess, is circumstantial evidence that can kind of lead you to what then? What is the next step, I guess, if you notice some of these items that are in the child's bedroom?
Well, there you go. You have to start that dialogue. Why is this here? I need you to explain to me why this is in your bedroom. And then you have to take steps to go to the next route, to counseling, intervention programs, things like that. So
I'm looking at the picture. Not only do we see things like on a vanity or on some shelves, but they also have like clothes that are sort of strewn about. Anything indication we can come out by looking at a child's clothing?
Well, places where they would hide things in the linings of clothing, things like that, the pocket. You might have the liner of the pocket itself has a hole in it, so you could put stuff down inside between the pocket and the inner lining of the jacket or the coat, or like the pockets of a hoodie, that type of thing.
And you even have cute little stuffed animals on the floor. What might they represent? Same thing?
Same thing. Places to conceal your stash, whatever you're using or abusing at the time.
We're talking this morning with the officer, resource officer of the Avon Police with the Avon Schools, Patrick Sullivan. Again, the event is called Hidden in Plain Sight. It is coming up tomorrow evening, Thursday evening, January 5th. It'll be at 6 o'clock when the door is open. Is there any kind of presentation, or is this kind of just sort of allow you to look, or what's kind of the concept that will happen tomorrow evening?
Well, our doors open at our auditorium at 6, and the folks who attend, they get a chance to come up and interact and look and look around this bedroom that we have set up. And then there is a presentation. The program lasts just around a two-hour window. It's a PowerPoint presentation. It covers all the facets of this drug abuse that, with regards to how the kids are hiding it and what they're using, what's going on, things like that. So it's very, there's a question and answer period. And again, the detectives, I can't say enough about the the folks from Bath and Copley. This is a well-received program, and it's very educational for the parents, and I recommend it to everybody.
And obviously, they're the ones that kind of understand the ramifications of a lot of this. They'll maybe deal with some of these youngsters who have gone onto the wrong track with some of this this behavior. Anything that's standing out now, you're currently involved with students that are there, things that parents need to be aware of that might be just sort of trending, if you want to use that word, or on the verge of becoming some new fad? Or
well, and again, sometimes this stuff is regenerated. You saw it years ago, and now it's popping back up. But marijuana, that's around for sure. What I always try to explain, the marijuana that's out there now, it's different than the marijuana that maybe some adults had back when they were in high school or college. It's far more potent than what's been around for quite a while. And again, this isn't something that's just limited to here in Lorain County. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And again, this is called Hidden in Plain Sight. It's kind of a little bit of a wake-up call. It's good just to have the parents be educated. Again, this is for the adults only to come see this. Again, it is Thursday evening, tomorrow evening, at Avon High School in the auditorium. It gets underway around 6 o'clock, but if you can't get there at the start time, you can actually, whenever you can join them.
Oh, absolutely.
To see a part of this. Look at the more than 150 items that can actually be signals that young people are involved in risky, dangerous, or even illegal activity. Patrick, Officer Sullivan, thank you. Appreciate your time this morning.
And thank you for having me, sir. Thank you.
Thanks very much.